Fiona Kelly is here now with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Infamous OJ dead at 76. That's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror, which in common with all of today's papers in the Republic, carries a picture of OJ Simpson on its front page this morning. The Mirror runs with a picture of the former American football star during the 2008 trial, which resulted in him receiving a 33-year sentence for armed robbery and kidnapping, although he only served 9 years of that sentence. The Irish Times and Irish Independent both opt for pictures of him trying on a pair of blood-stained gloves during the sensational trial in 1995, in which he was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, although a civil jury later found him liable for her wrongful death and that of her friend, Ronald Goodman. In its lead story, the Irish Daily Star quotes attorney Gloria Allred, who represented the Brown family, saying, "I don't mourn for OJ Simpson." And a sentiment expressed by reality star Caitlyn Jenner. Excuse me. Whose former wife had been a friend of the couple, generates the two-word lead headline in the Irish Sun, "Good riddance." For its lead story, The Independent leads with the line that a planned referendum on whether Ireland should join the Unified Patents Court, which would make it easier for Irish businesses to protect their ideas, is now in doubt. Fiona Sheehan reports that the vote, which was to have been held on the same day as the European and local elections on June the 7th, may not take place now, since Simon Harris is wary of giving anti-EU activists a platform which could lead to it being defeated. The secret last-minute change that gifted Fianna Fáil a Fine Gael ministry. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, over a story by Brian Mahan and Craig Hughes, dubbed as exclusive, which reports that a confidential memo circulated to ministers at Cabinet on Wednesday had stated that Fine Gael chief whip Hildegard Nocton was to be appointed as minister for the Gaeltacht, but that an 11th hour decision was taken by the Taoiseach, unbeknownst to some of his senior aides, to give the role to Fianna Fáil's Thomas Byrne. For its lead story, The Times reports on the Irish government's efforts to build support for the formal recognition of the state of Palestine. And the Irish Examiner leads with that new directive, which you'll have heard about in the bulletin, issued by Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, instructing all uniformed officers to do 30 minutes of high-visibility road policing in every shift. There's another story about policing on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. We're told that a new report, based on a survey of more than 4,000 PSNI officers, found that many of them believe that there's a two-tier disciplinary system in the force and that they're reluctant to admit to making mistakes because of the prospect they'll face serious consequences for minor mistakes. More than 600 hospital beds in Northern Ireland were occupied by patients deemed fit for discharge on a single day last month. That's according to new figures carried on the front of the Irish News. And finally, the Examiner reports today that business people in Middleton, the town which came to national attention when it was so badly hit by flooding during Storm Babette last October, have rallied together to create a new website and image for the town. Biblical Flood Spurs Middleton Rebrand is the headline there.
Fiona, thank you. And